You're listening to Gaming Night Radio, the perfect podcast for your gaming nights. With reviews, news, and discussions, we celebrate the best of gaming and call out the worst. Along with your host, longtime gamer, master of the obvious, and grumpiest old man, Matt Ailey. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What is going on? Welcome to episode 35 of Gaming Night Radio. I'm your host, Matt Ailey. And before we get going on with today's show, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on by, giving this podcast a chance, even though you've never heard of it before in your entire life. This is some brand new or just a small podcast. No type of rep at all. Yeah, you've decided to be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go check out what's going on with this podcast. Let's give it a try. So for you new listeners who are coming in on today's episode, I just want to say thank you. And to you returning listeners, thank you to you too. You guys make things happen around here. You're the people who come back time and time and episode and episode and episode again and have made this month one of our best months so far. So I appreciate you so much as well. Appreciate that you decide to come back and that you're not just always super tired of listening to me, but you keep coming back and we get to share this passion that we have together of gaming. It's so awesome. I love that you're coming back. I love that we get to hang out and it is super cool. So I appreciate you and thank you as well. And because of those reasons right there, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do my best not to let you down. Welcome to Gaming Night Radio and welcome to today's Friday night edition of Gaming Night Radio. We don't usually do Friday nights too often. Usually we're the Tuesday early a.m. is usually when I drop my episodes. So they're there for you all day Tuesday, whatever you want to listen to, whenever you get a chance, that's great. And, you know, throughout the rest of all time, I guess, is also an opportunity. But today, for Friday, we don't always do Fridays, but every once in a while, there's a reason we do. So today is one of those kind of more chill, a little bit more relaxed Friday night editions of Gaming Night Radio. Maybe you could call it Gaming Night Radio After Dark. I don't know. Don't do that. just stop. Stop it, Matt. Stop talking. I'm sorry. Anyway, I hope you had a great week. It's the weekend. Woohoo! That's so much potential. There's so many great things happening this weekend, I'm sure. Not really for me. Like, I have to work all weekend, so not as exciting, but it's all right. But usually the weekend is full of great times. Getting moments to hang out with your friends, with your family, getting to relax a little bit. Maybe you get to go to the spa and take it easy. I don't know. Do you go to the spa? My wife's at the spa right now. She's just she's having a great time there, and which is nice. You got to be able to relax every once in a while. But yeah, the weekend is pretty good. And happy Thanksgiving, of course, to my U.S. friends as well. I can't forget you. Can't forget you. Hope you had it's a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're able to spend some quality time with your friends and your family, all while eating some yummy, yummy, delicious food. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know it's like really big down in the States, so I hope you just had a really enjoyable time. Thanksgiving's big in Canada, too. We just also do ours in October. Like, that's Thanksgiving to me. That's Thanksgiving season is like early October. Where you guys are late November. That's, you know, whatever works. Turkey tastes good year round. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, with that all out of the way, I just been yammering today. It is, it's the chill edition. It's the chill edition. Less things to worry about, that's for sure. Today we're going to be talking about the Halo Infinite multiplayer. And I don't want to call it a beta. I know they call it a beta, but it's not really a true beta. Like, betas happen way before the release of a game, and there's time to like fix a whole bunch of things and make adjustments. This isn't really a beta. This is early access. When you can put money down on something, it ain't a beta. So I just wanted to say that. But we're gonna talk about the Halo Infinite multiplayer today, and I did want to talk about that on Tuesday, but there were so many other things to talk about, as well as I definitely wanted to get more hours playing the game so I could get a really good idea, a really good feel for it, feel for the progression, for the combat, for the gameplay, for the customization, all these different elements that we got to talk about here. So I want to make sure I had a really good idea about that before we start talking. And I've gotten that opportunity. So now I have my thoughts for you ready to roll, the good and the bad, all right here for you tonight on our After Dark edition of Gaming Night Radio. If you have thoughts, questions, topics, or content you'd like to hear in this podcast, here is how you can share your voice. Leave a message on speakpipe.com/GK Radio Connect. Email me at gamingnightradio@gmail.com. Follow and DM me on Twitter at GK Radio Man. And we're going to be going live and recording our episodes live on Twitch very soon in the coming, honestly, probably, I don't know if it'll hit December, maybe January, something like that. We're getting there. We're getting there, though. But all these links are down in the show notes, so you don't have to remember them. Just head down to the show notes, click the links, and away we go. And with that all out of the way, let's talk about Halo Infinite's multiplayer. Now, one thing I do got to touch on, because this is something I talked about on Tuesday as well, in quick fire news. I was saying, listen, there's been this leak, and you're not going to be able to earn armor throughout the main campaign. That has now come out to be false. So I just want to correct that in today's episode. There is armor unlocks for multiplayer while playing through the campaign. Paul Tassi, who's a very reliable source, came out and said, you know what? No, I've played through the game. I've got to the point, and there are armor unlocks available in the campaign for the multiplayer. So whatever that other leak was false, or it just didn't have all the full information there as well. So I just want to correct that information right away. So let's talk about Halo Infinite multiplayer. What do I think about it? Like, let's just get some kind of overall broad thoughts here. playing this game, playing Halo Infinite multiplayer is just a really interesting experience. And I'm not quite even sure what I'm going to title this episode yet, because I'm not sure what angle even while recording this, what angle do I take? I know there's been a ton of negative angles coming out here. I know there's been a lot of really positive ones too. But the truth is, when it comes to Halo Infinite, you can't just be like, oh, positive, positive, all the positive things, because you're ignoring some pretty significant issues with the game. But you also can't be all negative, 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 here's all the problems with this game, because you're ignoring the things that this game does masterfully well, like really, really good. So it's such an interesting game, and I've never experienced a game where I've had emotions on such far ranges of the spectrum, like so far apart. So first you kind of can get the feeling, there's two very vastly different feelings that you get playing this game. Two very vastly different feelings playing this game. One is, this is fucking amazing. Oh my god. This is fucking amazing. Then the other one is, fuck this motherfucking game. Fuck this bullshit of a game. This is horseshit. Fuck you, Halo Infinite. Those are the two expressions that you get playing this game. And they happen not just like, this is how I feel for one round or one playthrough. These things are happening back and forth, constantly as you play this game. It is the most absolutely just wild ride of emotions I've ever had playing a game. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. It feels like being a teenager going through puberty. You know what I mean? Just like massive mood swings. Like you're fine one second, then the next one you're like, fuck you, dad. Fuck you, mom. You guys go fuck yourselves. And I'm saying fuck a lot. Hey, it's the After Night Edition, okay? This is rated M for mature up in here, this episode. This is rated up M for mature, but I'm telling you, I'm not even sure where to position myself on this spectrum, because it is so back and forth between extremes. So we're going to talk about both of them, obviously, because we have to hit that up. Like, I can't talk about the negative stuff and ignore the good things, because the good things are so, so good. But you can't just focus on the good things and ignore the negative things, because the negative things are really, really rough. So that's kind of where I'm at. And yeah, playing this game is honestly like being a teenager in puberty, and it can be a great thing or a terrible thing. That's just kind of, that's my overall thoughts on this. I absolutely love the game, but at the same time, They're just things I absolutely hate about it. It is a very confusing experience. But let's talk about the good. Let's start with the good. Let's start with the positive, because that is just a lot more fun to talk about. Speaking of fun, Halo Infinite is just really fun. At its base, at its core, at its fundamental, through the gameplay, through the weapon system, through the sandbox, through the maps, like, it is just a fun game to play, period. It's just a fun game to play, and they do a great job of capturing that Halo magic. And we talked about this in the tech preview, too. I think one of the things I was saying, like, this is the next evolutionary step as far as combat and gameplay goes. This is the next evolutionary step of classic Halo. Like, if you cut out maybe a bit of Reach, you cut out 4, you cut out 5, this is the next extension of where Halo 3 was going. Because you got equipment back, but you have modern movement. Not crazy things happening anywhere, but like you got sprinting and all these things, but they're balanced out so well that it doesn't feel like it's really interfering or ruining the gameplay. It just feels like this next evolutionary step in classic Halo gameplay. And they nailed it. They completely went back to the fundamentals. They went back to understand what makes a great Halo gameplay experience. They didn't just say, oh, you know what, we only look at 4 and 5 because they're ours, so let's evolve from this way. No, they went back to legacy. And you can tell as you're playing it, and obviously from the art style and a lot of the different decisions they made, you could see they said, let's go back to the legacy of Halo. Let's go back to the Bungie games. Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, ODST, even Halo Reach to a certain degree. Let's take a look at these games. What made them so fun? What made people absolutely fall in love with them? And they were able to capture that Halo magic, the charm, and just the experience of playing a Halo game and bring it into the modern era of gaming. And it's fantastic. When you're playing this game, it is so much fun. Now, I'll talk about the negatives in a little bit, but obviously you know from all the things we've talked about, but all the things on the internet, the challenges are an issue. So forget about the challenges for a sec. Just forget about that stuff for a sec, right? When you're playing this game with your friends, or when you're playing this game and you're like, F the challenges, I'm just here to have fun and play Halo. It's amazing. It's amazing how there's so many different little micro decisions that go in to every encounter. Depending what weapon you're using, how do I aim it, where do I target it? There's a lot of different weapons that require different versions and creativity, obviously, when you're using it. The sandbox itself is well-balanced, I think. I think it's a really well-balanced sandbox at the end of the day. There's so many cool different things you can do. The grapple hook is amazing, but there's always kind of counters for everything. Nothing just seems like overly overpowered. Everything seems really well balanced, really thought out, and it just creates this amazing experience. The weapons themselves are responsive. That's what I love too. The weapons themselves feel great, every single one. Like the battle rifle is my absolute favorite. I love it. So I like playing on the ranked playlist just because you get to start with a battle rifle, because it is my favorite weapon, hands down. At least from, like, the base layer. I think I'm really getting into the sniper. I was able to... So when I started playing with the sniper rifle at first, it was really challenging. I didn't quite have all my sensitivity and my joystick settings for the controller all set up properly. And once I got that all figured out in the Academy, which is another great feature, absolutely love the Academy. Because you can go in, you can do weapon drills, you can go in, you can fight against bots, you can set up different weapons. And we talked about this again in the kind of the lead up to the game itself in the tech previews. But the Academy, still really great. But once I got those settings all figured out, then I was just having a blast with the sniper. I was sitting there, it was big team battle. It was total control. So you have to capture all these controls. And I just hung out at one, got up in a log pretty far away, and just Guardian Angeled it. Just sat there, bam, 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 picking off people as they came closer. And the sniper rifle would respawn. I'd run, go get some more ammo, run back to my spot, sit there, bam, bam. Because you got to hold all the things. And I'm like, listen, I'm maybe For me right now, the best idea isn't going to capture those. Maybe the best place for me, especially with a sniper rifle, is a defensive position where it can defend the territory we already have. Because then at least we always have one, and they won't win. Unless they completely sweep in. So there's a lot of different opportunities and strategies that the game offers you while you're playing. So that was just really fun. I really just enjoy the weapons, and I love the sound. The sound of the vehicles, I think, is a little weak. Actually, that's the one audio thing that I'm like, that could use some work. That Warthog doesn't sound meaty enough to me. But everything else, the weapons themselves, sounds fantastic. And the maps that they have in this game are also really solid. There's not a lot of them, but the maps that they do have are pretty well designed, really great. There's a lot of opportunities for flanking. There's a lot of different visual styles, minus the big team battle maps are pretty similar. It's kind of in the same environment, same area, has the same feel to it. But they create different each map has a different opportunity for different types of gameplay. Like there's one where there's a giant anti-air gun in the middle and you're kind of sneaking around the edges. It's a bit more of an open space, so pretty okay for sniper rifle fire. There's one that's in the closed canyon, which is what we saw in the second preview, which isn't great necessarily always for long range weapons, because there's a lot of cliffs, there's a lot of zones where you can hide behind rocks or trees, different elevations. It's not always as great doing long-range combat on that map just because there's so many places they can just duck away and get away from your fire. And then there's another map that's absolutely excellent, I think, for vehicles. It's great for sniper fire. It really promotes air vehicles as well. So that's great. Like each one kind of brings its own different talents and its own different types of gameplay style to the map, and those maps are suited for that. So that's what I appreciated that. I really enjoyed it. The smaller maps are also really good. None of them feel exactly the same. All of them have their own benefits and different ways, again, how you're going to play and how you're going to tackle different objectives. And for Oddball, right, like there's certain zones where you're going to go and you're like, this is a great defensive position where I can hide, score points, and at least be somewhat covered. But then when you're playing territories or capture the flag, like it just changes the whole element of this game. And each one is suited so well and so perfectly for different types of gameplay, honestly. So I think the maps have all been really solid. Is there a lot of them? No, there's not a lot of them. So that may be the thing, especially getting into, like, if we're not getting new maps before May, I feel like that's one of the things that's really going to start to grind on people, is seeing these exact same maps over and over and over again. So hopefully they release it a little bit more. But there's always hero moments as well as you're playing these games. There's moments where you feel like a badass. There's moments where you're leading the team. There's moments where you're saving the team. It's just, honestly, the gameplay itself is so goddamn good. It's just so goddamn good. And you're just going to absolutely love it. At the end of the day, when it comes down to it, this game is just, like I said earlier, it's just really fun to play. You're just going to have such a good time playing this game and experiencing the sandbox and experiencing all the weird different things you can do, whether you're throwing fusion rod coils, whether you're shooting grenades and them exploding and getting a medal for that. Like, that's just a thing that happens. The opportunities they have set up with the different gear pieces and just how you can use the weapons and how you can turn the advantage, being in a situation where you're at a disadvantage and it turned it to your advantage. Like, there's just so many opportunities to deal with every single encounter you're in. You got to think about it quick. Those things have to be split second decisions. Like, it's got to happen now, but you're going to get so much enjoyment out of it. And they've made it so I think a lot of people, again, if you're talking different skill groups, you get with the team, and I think as long as you're coordinating well, you're just going to have a really, really fun experience. And again, the game is well-balanced. The weapons are responsive. They sound great. The maps themselves are really solid. The sandbox itself, you're gonna have so many different hero moments where you're the hero of your team. Whether you're leading your team, whether you're saving people's lives, or whether you blow up the tank and save half your teammates. Like, there's just so many opportunities for really fun moments. And I think you're just gonna have a good time. And this is what they nailed above everything else, They nailed the gameplay. They nailed it feeling like a Halo game. They intentionally went back again, looked at the legacy, and they brought that experience to us today in the modern gaming sphere. And it feels better than it ever has before. It's just such a great experience that you're going to say this game is fucking amazing as you play. But then there's the bad stuff. Then there's the moments that come directly after a match where you're like, fucking amazing. You just got so many kills. You racked up maybe flag captures, or you held the oddball for a long time, or you protected the person who had the oddball, and you just absolutely slayed. You just did a masterful job. You're so goddamn proud of yourself. You're like, fucking A, man, I deserve a beer. Let's crack that motherfucker. Let's go. And then the game's like, hey, great job. Here's 50 XP. And you're like, all I get is 50? Like, there's no extra bonuses for doing really good? Or I got a lot of XP? Like, I got a lot of points here. Does that kind of work into the XP somehow? No, just 50. But what if I do really shit? What if I do terrible? What if I don't play at all? How much XP do I get then? Just 50. So I always just get 50. Yeah. No matter what I do. Yeah, that's right. And so I could just not play at all and get 50. That's correct. Okay. So why even try? Well, that's up to you. But either way, you get 50. And this is where the game really starts having issues. And this is where the game really starts to piss you off. Because if you have a really great round, you're used to being rewarded for quality gameplay, quality teamwork, and the game just doesn't reward you. The game just doesn't want to reward you at all. Its progression and challenge system is absolutely fucking terrible. Its microtransaction system is pretty bad. It's not the worst I've ever seen, especially when you're talking about a free-to-play game, but it's not great. Customization is very limited, and the way they've structured this game has problems as far as like game modes and how to actually access game modes and what features are there and what features aren't and what's all included. And one of the biggest issues is what's actually not there as well. And all this stuff comes from all the issues of this game, I'm telling you right now, come from it being a free-to-play game. And I knew there was going to be stupid shit like this. As soon as they said Halo is going free-to-play, I was like, oh, fuck. Well, you know, I was excited. I was like, you know what? This is a smart move. I said this in the podcast, I think. I was like, you know, this is a smart move as far as getting new people into Halo and bringing in an audience and reintroducing them to what Halo is, whether you're new, old, or just never played Halo before. I thought it was a very, very smart move on that aspect. And then, just always in the back of my mind, I was like, I hope the microtransaction, I hope the progression system, I hope the customization isn't just complete shit, because that's what I was worried about the most. What we have here is what I was worried about. Just simply because I've just seen so many free-to-play games or games that really focus on the store, games that really focus on microtransactions that maybe aren't even free-to-play, and they completely break the integrity of their game just to get you to go to the store and buy shit. That's what I absolutely hate, and I thought, you know what? This is Halo. This is Halo. There is an expectation that comes with it. And with how Microsoft has been so consumer-friendly with Game Pass and all their different games up to this point, I thought, listen, if there's one studio, if there's one studio that's going to come in here and do a great job with microtransactions, do a great job with the free-to-play model, make sure they're making money. Yes, absolutely, because they need to do that if they want to keep this free content continually coming down the pipeline. So making money, but also doing it in a way that's ethical and that's fair to the player. So the player doesn't feel like they're being completely ripped off, but also the publishers and the developers and the studios aren't also being ripped off. They're also making money. There's a way to do this that makes it fair. And I just thought, man, Microsoft is going to come in here. 343 is going to come in here and they're going to do it right. They're going to show the rest of the industry, this is how you do a free-to-play game. And I was wrong. And I'm so disappointed that I was wrong. Because I just really, really thought they were going to be able to do just a really great job with this progression system and figure it out. And obviously, that's just not what they did at all. And again, it's all because this is free to play. You know the saying, don't hate the player, hate the game. Well, the player in this case is Halo 343, Microsoft. The game is the free-to-play business model. So I don't hate Halo because of this. I think they made some bad decisions, and I think they need to go back and refigure this out. But I hate the free-to-play business model, because that's what it is at the end of the day that drives all these stupid, terrible design decisions. Because you can't tell me someone was testing this game or someone was playing this game in Microsoft at 343 and they're like, oh, you only get 50 XP after every match, no matter, and at the time actually when this game launched it was zero. 50 is actually an upgrade. That's an upgrade. It was actually zero unless you completed challenges. But no one, you can't tell me that anyone sat there, made this system, and thought, this is a dope system. People are going to absolutely love it. You can't tell me people didn't go in there, design these challenges, and said, these challenges are fair and rewarding. People are going to love it. You can't tell me someone in there and said, listen, we're taking away colors that you've always been able to do to customize your Spartan throughout the Halo legacy. Always been able to control your colors. We're taking those out. We're going to add these shaders instead and charge people for them and make them rewards and really limit their customization ability. Also, with these different armor cores, you're going to unlock armor pieces, but you can't use them on the other armor cores, only on one specific one. And I think that's just going to make them feel like they have so much armor and they're getting so many things. I think they're absolutely going to love it. Nobody came in there and said that shit. Nobody came and looked at the progression system, looked at the challenges, looked at the XP and the customization. Nobody came in there and looked at that and said, people are going to love it. This is a great system for the player. No. They looked at it and said, this is a great system for our microtransactions. This is a great system to get more money from more people. And that was how this whole system was designed to be. To push you, the player, the consumer, to go to the store. To push you to put extra money down. To push you to feel like you're not progressing fast enough, so I need to put more money down. And that's what it all comes down to. And I absolutely thought 343 and Microsoft were above this kind of shit, but they're not. And I'm so frustrated that they're not. Because again, this game is so fucking fun. They did such a great job. It's absolutely amazing. But this aspect of it is such bullshit. It's such bullshit. Listen, if... like, we're talking about Halo here, right? People would have given you money. Like, this is the thing that, like, they don't think of, or they're just trying to collect all the money for whatever reason. Listen, people would have given you all the money, even if you would have gave them progression, even if you would have given them somewhat control over colors, even if you would have given them better challenges. People would have given you money because they want to support Halo, because they want to support you. They'd see how fun this game is and be like, I want to see more of this. we're going to buy stuff in the store. Even if we don't necessarily need it, we're going to buy it because we want to support you. But instead, they're trying to get people to give the money out of frustration, out of being annoyed, out of being tired of not progressing, out of being tired for playing for 4 hours and getting like 200 points. Maybe a little bit more, 2 XP, because you get 50 now every time. But instead, they want people to give them money out of frustration. And that's the free-to-play business model stuff. Like, everything that's wrong with this game is from the free-to-play business model. Everything that's wrong is from free-to-play, and I fucking hate it so much. So much. The challenges themselves, they can be really easy just from getting like a kill here, you know, kill there. They can get really difficult and also very, very specific. And that's where I begin to have problem with the challenges. Also that you can only have 4 active at a time. In MCC, you had all your weekly and all your daily challenges active. So as you continue to play the game, you were always kind of completing or working towards something. It was a great system. It is a great system. But in this case, all your weekly and daily challenges are, you only get 4 at a time. So maybe you've already completed one of the challenges once already, but once it pops up, then it's activated. Like, you're not actually completing all your weekly challenges as you go. That's a pain in the ass. Again, another effort to slow you down. But just for an example, like, there's one where you have to kill and take out an enemy wasp from the sky. Like, defeat an enemy wasp. Okay, cool. So for that to be able to happen, because this is the thing you have to realize, for that to be able to happen, a lot of other things also have to happen in that place. Number one, you have to get the right map first, because there's 2 maps where the wasp hardly ever shows up. Hardly ever shows up. Like, never. Like, it might come at the very close end of a match, okay? So let's say you're in one of these maps that it doesn't show up very often. Well, now it's showing up at the very end. Okay, well, now you have to make sure in that moment you have a weapon or something to take out that vehicle. And because it's mostly in big team battle, you also have to make sure you're the one who takes out that vehicle and not some random pistol bullet from one of the other tons of players who are on that match. So just a lot of things need to happen for it to work out. On the other map, there's one map where they do spawn pretty regularly, like at least a couple times through the round, which is great. If you can get on that map, that's awesome. Because then you have the opportunity to take it out. Again, you have to be able to get the weapon, and you have to be the one that takes it out. Now, on that specific map where they launch, the best tactic is to find the other wasp and to use that to take it down. Like, those are just, you know, if you can get the right map, that's fine. But here's the other problem. You say, well, why don't you just select that damn map and play on that? You can't select that map and play on that. You just have to play on the big team battle playlist, and whenever that map shows up, then you get to do it. Now, you might have to play 4, 5, 6, you might have to play an hour of matches before that specific map even shows up. I played one round where I played 5, or like one game session where I played 5 matches on the same map, and it wasn't anywhere near the map I needed. And then the 6th map went to the other map that I didn't need. So it takes time to like rotate and get to where you actually need to be. That is a pain in the ass. Anything that's a specific game mode, you can't pick game modes. So if you need capture the flag, well, you know what? Maybe you're sitting there playing oddball and zones for 4, 5, 6, an hour, hour and a half before you even get a flag match. And then you need to win 3. So you gotta wait for that to show up another 2 more times, and then make sure you have a team that's gonna win. Sometimes there's a challenge where one of the challenge for the events that it's on right now, which again isn't a great event because it still works within the same system. One of the event challenges is like get a killing spree on Fiesta. Well, everyone has power weapons, rocket launchers, all that sort of thing. So it's not very often that you see someone rolling around with a killing spree. So number one, You have to be playing against someone who's good enough to get a killing spree. Then you have to be good enough to kill them. And not someone else on your team. You have to kill them. So now I'm relying on someone else being good at this game to complete my challenge. Like, and that's the frustrating stuff to me. When the challenges get taken out of your control. Because if it was capture the flag, get 3 captures for a flag, cool. And I could go in, I could select the flag, capture the flag mode, and just go in and play that playlist. Like in MCC, it's fine. It's not an issue because you're just playing capture the flag and you're in control of that. But when you just have to jump into random playlists and there is no specific playlist for different categories or game modes right now, there just isn't. It's all randomized. And if you're looking for something specific, it feels like every time you're looking for something, it specifically is putting you in things that, I know that's not the case, but it feels like it's sometimes just putting you in things that are specifically not that. Not that. So, like, as soon as you get to these challenges, and so many, there's a lot that are easy, and there's a lot that you'll stack up really quickly and be like, hey, this progression system isn't so bad. I had a few moments like that where I thought, this isn't so bad. Then I had a couple game sessions where it's like I got one challenge done in 3 hours because I just, and it wasn't because I couldn't do it. It's because I couldn't get to the map or I couldn't get to the mode that I needed to get to complete those challenges. That is the issue. That's where the frustration comes up. And when you're only making 50 XP, you ain't progressing worth a shit. You just ain't. You just ain't. So that's my frustration. You're completely slowing it down. You're holding back the progression. You're holding back the challenges in an effort, again, for people to be frustrated and pay money. Because you can pay money to move up the battle pass. Which, again, I don't understand. Like, they're weekly challenges. You kind of have that weekly wall. People can only progress so far in a week. Like, why hold back XP? Why hold back challenges that are effective that we can get through at a decent rate? You already have that weak blocker there. Like, it's just, it's just painful. Like, it's just painful how they've dumbed down or they've neutered the game to, again, accommodate the free-to-play business model. And the microtransactions, some of them, I think, are really high. Some of them are acceptable. Some of them, it's like $7 for blue, and it's like, the changing your Spartan to the color blue, and it's $7. It's like, why would anyone pay for that? Like, it's just changing your color. And again, color was something you always have been able to control in Halo. And this goes into the customization limitations as well, because the way they control color, the way they control your armor, the way they control how you're able to customize your Spartans really limits that individuality that came from playing Halo. You could really create your Spartan to be your own. And you weren't always matching up with people who look exactly like you. I'm constantly matching people who look exactly like my Spartan. Because there's no way to make it unique. Like, and you unlock different armor pieces for your Spartan, but you can't switch over to the different cores. Like, there's the Reach armor, but you can't use it on that original Spartan Mark 7 armor. Like, you know, it's just... Again, limitation. And why is it there? To push you to the store. And this is the this is the part that frustrates me. This is the part that pisses me off. Because you can't tell me. And again, I'm more mad at the free-to-play model. Because you can't tell me someone came in there and thought this is a good system. They have a great system in Halo MCC. And if you would have just incorporated that into Halo 5 as your base model and did that, people would have been like, this game is fucking awesome. This game would have gotten like a legendary status for me for sure. The gameplay is a masterpiece, but the progression and the microtransactions and all the free-to-play elements are such bullshit and are so terrible. It's just, it's like, again, I talked about this last week, fly in the ointment. Really great fucking ointment, big ass fly. That's what we got here. And it's such, I said it already, it is such an emotional roller coaster playing this game, because you're having so much fun. You're like, Fucking A, let's go. And then you're like, fuck this game. This is bullshit. And these are things you feel not just in sessions. These are things you feel constantly back to back to back to back to back to back to back. And sometimes it just gets exhausting. I didn't even play today. I had an opportunity to do some gaming today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go play Forza. I'm just going to play a different game. Because I just didn't feel like dealing with that emotional roller coaster. And that sucks. That sucks. Because it shouldn't be that way. And the game's really fun. But the progression is absolutely incredibly frustrating. And before people say, hey, it's free to play. They got to make money. I'm not against them making money. I just want these companies to make money in the right way. If you're putting out a great product, people want to support you and they will put out money. But you don't have to ruin the integrity of your game, of your systems, to make money. That just pisses people off and makes people like me not want to give you money. I don't want to give you shit. If you would have created a rewarding system, rewarding gameplay, this would have been amazing. And I would invest tons of money in this thing. You catch more flies with honey than vinegar, right? And right now, they're just pulling vinegar all over this shit. All over this shit. And they need to start using honey. You make people happy. You create a great product. People are enjoying your systems. They're enjoying your gameplay. And it's freaking Halo. It has a responsibility. That's why people are complaining a bit more about it. But you do that and people will come play. People will pay. They'll play the game and they'll give you money. Because they're having a great time. And they want to see more. Overall, when I look at this game, I do love it, and I think it's great, and I think they've done such a fantastic job as far as the gameplay goes. They've done a fantastic job with the modes, for the vehicles, how the gameplay feels. Just every time you're using a different weapon, you're experiencing a different new, and you're figuring out, how do I use this best, and what combination with another weapon is this going to be most effective? When you're coming into encounter, there's just so many different things going through your mind. How to use your equipment, how to use your weapon, your secondary weapon. How do I apply this? Do I slide? Do I hide? Do I engage? Do I jump? Do I crouch? Like, there's so many micro decisions that go through your mind at every single encounter. And even if you lose, you're like, okay, I'm learning for next time. If you win, you feel that sense of reward. It's amazing. They've just so well captured the classic Halo gameplay, and they've brought it into the modern day, and I think they've done a fantastic job of that. Like, it's just absolutely mind-blowing how awesome this is, and it's great to see so many people excited about Halo again. It's been 6 years since the last Halo game. 6 years. And people weren't overly hyped about 4. I was not. People weren't always hyped about 5. I was not hyped about the campaign. I did like the multiplayer. The multiplayer was fun for me. It was different, but it was fun. But this feels so damn good. This feels so damn good. This is the best Halo multiplayer in just such a long time. That really feels like Halo. You know, that really feels like Halo. And I'm so glad so many people are enjoying it and are so hyped about it and having so much fun. Because it is. It is fun. And the team deserves every little bit of praise for all the hard work they put into creating these systems and these weapons and this sandbox. And that 1 year delay, ooh, that did it wonders, because I'm telling you, if this came out last year, this probably would not be anywhere near as good as this is. And it feels so good right now. So hats off to 343 for the hard work they put into it, because this game is fucking awesome. But at the same time, it fucking sucks. At the same time, it fucking sucks. So right away, they need to work on a lot of these progression issues. They need to make sure people aren't feeling strained. They need to make it a fun experience overall. Because if it came out the gate with all its features, if it came out the gate with a progression system and a challenge system that actually felt rewarding, that when you played every match, you weren't just had the reward or the feeling of satisfaction by doing a great job. You got your XP, you got your reward, not just some participation 50 XP medal. Like, nobody wants that. That doesn't create competitive fire. And not to mention some of the challenge, I did forget this too. Some of the challenges push you away from even playing with your team. It's like, yeah, people not even picking up the oddball because, like, yeah, I gotta go do a challenge. I don't give a shit about this ball, or I don't care about the flag, or I don't care about the team objective. Like, I gotta do this challenge. And, like, so it's rewarding people for not even playing on a team. Like, there's just so many different things that are wrong with the progression challenges, with the microtransactions, the customization limitations, the different game modes that are not there. Again, you could say, like, the theater is questionable. The custom games don't always work properly. So there's just, they have so many problems outside the gameplay. They nailed the gameplay, and it's amazing. And technically, it doesn't have, like, there's not a lot of issues. It's really, really solid. But those free-to-play elements, because that's what it is. Because that's what it is at the end of the day. It's all the free-to-play elements that are just ruining this game and making it a shit experience outside of the amazing experience that is the game itself. So they really need to work on that ASAP. Or I don't know. Will they make it a season 2? The hype's big right now. But season 2 starts in May. Season 2 starts in May. If they don't start addressing these things quickly, they're definitely going to be having some issues with that for sure going forward. Because this is something that's, again, unanimously, everyone's like, nah, this system's bullshit, man. Like, I haven't seen anyone say, this is a great system. Nah. Everybody thinks this system's shit. So it's just something they have to do. Overall, I do like the game. Overall, it's fun. It's just, like I said, it feels like being a teenager going through puberty, man. Just mood swings, left, right, and center. Like, from one end of the spectrum, they're like, yeah, this game's fucking awesome, to the complete other, like, fuck this game. And that's just happening instantaneously. But I think Halo Infinite has a really bright future ahead. It's got a really solid foundation in the gameplay. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what really matters. They do need to work on that progression stuff. But if the gameplay was shit, this game would have been dead in the water. The gameplay is fucking great. So I would say, like, despite all its issues, the gameplay at its core makes this really, if I was going to rate it, I would give it probably, I would say it's a masterpiece. I'd give it a 9. This isn't a rating system, and I'll probably rate, like, the whole campaign and do a review. But if I was, I would give it a 9, because I think it's just that good. And it would easily be a 10 if that whole other system was in there. So that's why I think the good, even though I spent more time talking about the bad probably, I think the good in this vastly outweighs the bad. But the bad is very noticeable and can really deter you from wanting to play sometimes. So let me know what you think about the Halo Infinite multiplayer. Do you love it? Are you hating the system? Do you think it's great? What do you think about the gameplay? That's what I'm really curious to find out. Because I love the gameplay. I think it's fantastic. A lot of people enjoy it. But what do you think about the gameplay? And what do you think, what changes do you think they could bring to the table to make this progression system better? Would you like to see something they do in MCC, just completely revamp it? Or just, do you think it just needs some slight adjustments? I mean, personally, slight adjustments probably are okay. Like, I think you need to go to an XP-based system for sure. You can still have challenges, but that XP needs to be rewarding. Getting that 50 at the end is, that's always, like, that will kill your mood. No matter how good you feel about the match, you get that 50 XP and it's like, oh, god damn it. Like, it's just, it's not good. So that needs to be dealt with right away. But again, not about what I think anymore. What do you think? Let me know what's on your mind. You can leave a voice message on speakpipe.com/GKRadioConnect. Email me at gamingnightradio@gmail.com or DM me on Twitter at GKRadioMan. The links are in the show notes. And we're going to be live recording episodes soon, so also follow on the Twitch as well. I'll be back on Tuesday with another episode of Gaming Night Radio. This has been episode 35. I'm going to say 25. This has been episode 35. I'm Matt Ailu. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye-bye. You've been listening to Gaming Night Radio, the perfect podcast for your gaming nights. With reviews, news, and discussions, we celebrate the best of gaming and call out the worst. Follow me on Twitter at GKRadioMan. Thank you for listening. See you next time.